little boxes, we're going to try to keep them all uniform, the med boxes, and then I'm just going to rip down two-bys and chop them, set up a jig for the chop box, and then just chop off a bunch of the, once I trim them down to length, I don't know, hopefully I don't have to rip them beyond that, otherwise I'm going to, I don't know, depends, I don't even know how wide those, the frames are. So I want to make them compatible with the littler boxes and full-size frames so I can just drop them in a, use them like a top bar.
Right, right. Well, if they're so small they'd fall through, if you make a bar up that they would clip to or fasten to, and then you, like you were talking before when we talked, would notch the foam to where it just drops in place, evenly spaced out, the correct D space, then, you know, you can just peel those plastic frames off the adapter bar, so to speak, if you ever wanted to use the little frames with the factory boxes. KB80KHEK.
KB80. Yeah, I want to have wooden ones, even in the little foam pop cooler boxes, the commercial Epame. So I'm going to have those started in the little boxes on wooden sticks, and then I'll be able to transfer them to the next size up and full-size frames, be able to bread tie them on. So I'll draw you something, but it's, you know, that way what you do will be compatible with what we do, be able to swap them back and forth, but be able to tie the wood frames from the Apomaze onto the next bigger ones, and then maybe even pull them off, or be able to tie three in a row on a deep frame, and then just have them build around it, and then you cut one off at a time with brood in it or whatever, put in the little boxes and start up more, shake some nurse bees in there, and put virgins or cells in there and let them go, you know.